Good morning, Bob.
Morning.
We can kick this off with Matt.
Morning, Bob. Do you have anything new on Sean Murphy?
Other than the fact that he's now it's up to it was tee yesterday. I think it's soft toss today. He's playing long toss. He's catching bullpens. He's moving along nicely.
And then how's Montas doing? How far behind the other stars is he going to be when you start working those guys in the games?
His next out, he threw a bullpen yesterday. His next outing will be sim game. I don't know which day yet.
Manolo.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you? Hey, could you please talk about Jed Lowrie? You have mentioned him before, his recovery. How is he going right now, and how close is he to appear in a game for you guys?
He's going to run the bases today. That's kind of the last hurdle for him. If everything goes well, we would probably give him tomorrow off and could be in a game as soon as Tuesday. Hopefully, that's the case.
Yes, and how is Pucker coming along, my friend?
Good. He's still going to throw. Yesterday, threw. Was it yesterday that he threw? Yesterday? Or the day before? 2 days ago. He was going to get 3 days off and then throw another sim game.
Shayna?
Just continuing the trend of injuries, how's Kai Tom doing?
Getting there, still not, no target date for him as far as being in a game. He feels great again. Those injuries, oblique injuries can be tough. We don't want that to reestablish itself, but we're only what, 6 games in or whatever to spring training. So, I'd like to think that hopefully got a half a camp in as far as games go.
Vince?
Good morning, Bob. First, is today seven innings?
7 innings today.
Okay, is that continuing for the next couple 3 days, or at least in the
I
foreseeable future?
think for us, I think the 11th is the day that we'll probably start to go 9 innings. I believe so.
And given the competition you have in camp, and also trying to have some depth of the organization, there's no games for the AAA guys for the first month, but they've got the alternate site. Do you feel that's good enough for them that you're going to still see enough of some of those either young players or veterans that will be depth for you in spring training games that not really concerned about if they're needed the way it worked last year? Well, at least at the outset, it'll work fine for the organization.
Yeah, based on the fact that they're going to get plenty at bats here in spring, as you're seeing so many of these guys get, there are guys that have played every day and continue to. And we, those are the guys we want to be familiar with, once we start the season and knowing what potentially we're getting. So, yeah, I'm comfortable with it.
And I know Carlos Perez is a defense first catcher, and he showed that with a strong arm yesterday. But how frustrating was it for him that the inning rolled over, bases loaded? He's in a fight. He's trying to make your club, and he maybe wanted that opportunity to show what he could do with the bases loaded in the first inning.
Him, me, everybody else was a little frustrated with that. So, look, you can bring in another guy and send your starter back out there the next inning. I was surprised by that. I'm going to be reluctant to do that. There might be times where multiple runs have scored in an inning and you don't have much pitching left or something like that. But the fans pay to see a baseball game, and that's more of a simulated game for me when that takes place. So, I know it's gone on around the Cactus League quite a bit. Again, I will be reluctant to do that unless it's an extreme scenario. Again, the minute I say that, I probably roll the first inning today, but I don't expect that to be the case. I would like to see a competitive game instead of what looks like a simulated game.
And do you have any announcements on the regular rotation starters and when they'll come into spring training games?
Well, Bassett will be the first one, and that's it's one more turn around the five that started the first 5 games. So the 11th, maybe something like that.
Shayna?
Sorry, that was my question.
Matt?
We've seen Chad Pinder at a few different spots in the lineup so far. How much between like shortstop, third base, right field, how much is that just kind of plugging him in available spots this spring just to get him at bats, and how much is potentially seeing him, using him during the season in those different places?
Yeah, both. I mean, it doesn't change in the versatility when you have a four-man bench, and or if he's a starter, the guys that you want to have on the bench need to have some versatility. And one of those four guys is usually a catcher. So you have limited moves. And when you have limited moves, you want to make sure that, you know, some of these guys can do multiple things, similar to Tony Kemp, similar to Pinder. In this game, you're seeing more and more of these guys that are able to do that. It's a difficult role. And sometimes tough for younger guys. You need to kind of, you know, get some experience doing something like that. And he does, and he's all in on it. And he does a great job in the infield and the outfield.
Between Pinder and Kemp and Machine, can you basically cover just about any position on the field if you needed to, like as a backup?
Yeah, less pitcher and catcher. Yeah.
Dominic.
Hi, Bob. So kind of piggybacking off of Dad's question, when it comes to pitchers in 7-inning games, how hard is it on the other side of that with making sure hitters get their at-bats, making sure you get enough looks for these guys, and kind of going with Perez, he gets a great opportunity and that's come up. Okay, so how hard is it for a manager, and what have you talked with other managers about getting at-bats in, even though we have these shorter games?
Yeah, you know, it's different conversations. I haven't talked to anybody about it. In the first few games, you kind of want to feel it out and see how teams are doing it. I know, I think it was in the Diamondback Texas game yesterday, a couple innings were rolled in key situations too. So, you know, certain teams are going to handle it certain ways. Other teams are, you know, like myself, will probably try to play it a little bit more traditional. But the frustrating part is when you get a guy who's trying to make an impression and he gets up there with the bases loaded and two outs in the first inning and doesn't get an opportunity. I think that's frustrating for everybody across the board.
Manolo?
Yes, you just mentioned Machin there. What kind of improvements you have seen from him compared to last year, Bob?
Just kind of getting used to the role. I mean, you know, he'll do anything he can to make a big league team. So, just getting more familiar at the different positions, getting more at bats and being more productive. We still don't know what our bench is going to look like. There are a couple spots open, at least one spot open, and the catcher's position as well. So, you know, it's fighting to make a team and making an impression at every position. And he continues to work, you know, in backfields and early work and so forth to enhance his game.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
Thanks, Bob.